Welcome to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. A newspaper clipping entitled My Father reads like this. When I was 7, I thought my father is the smartest person in the world. He knows everything. At 17, my father doesn't know as much as I thought he did. At 21, my father doesn't know anything compared to me. At 35, my father knew much more than I thought he did. At 50, my father was always right. A father is responsible to God for his children. Someday every father will stand before God and give an account of the lessons he's taught his children and the examples he set for them. Will Durant tells of a little girl who came to her mother with the age-old question, "Mother, what is God like?" Mother hesitated. "You better ask Daddy." She did. "Daddy, what is God like?" He too hesitated. Later on, in her childish possessions, was found a slip of paper with a free verse on it. "I asked my mother what God was like. She did not know. Then I asked my father, who knows more than anyone else in the world, what God was like. He didn't know." I think if I had lived as long as my mother or father, I would know something about God. We may not know all the answers, but we should know some of the basics of the Christian faith, for we're responsible to God to teach our children these important things. One of the most solemn warnings of Jesus concerns the danger of leading a child astray. One day the Lord Jesus took a little child and sat him down in the midst of his hearers. And then, speaking of how precious a child is in the sight of the Lord, Jesus warned, "Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Father, would you be pleased to have your children walk in your footsteps today? Would it be the best thing for them to be just like Dad? Give your children the influence of a positive Christian life. Say as Joshua of old said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." By doing so, you will bequeath to your children a faith that will guide them on in life when your voice speaks no more. Now St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Luke, our beloved doctor, and Demas send their best wishes. My own greetings to the Christians in Laodicea and to Nymphas and the congregation who meet in his house. When you have had this letter read in your church, see that the Laodiceans have it read in their church too, and see that you read the letter that I've written to them. A brief message to Archippus. God ordained you to your work. See that you don't fail him. My personal greetings to you, written by myself. Don't forget I'm in prison. Grace be with you. Paul. So we conclude St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. He was like a father to them. It's a great book. We hope you'll read it for yourself. Read it in your own home. Read it to your whole family.